And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Oh, man. I tell you what. Bidenflation. All right, Boomer. So what have you noticed that costs more right now? I mean, here we are in the Christmas season. You guys are shopping. You're buying groceries. You got little kids to feed, yada, yada.
Oh, you know, grocery, eggs.
Eggs are the thing,
I mean, eggs are the thing because you got to put eggs in all the sweets, right?
So, well, that. and Charlene, by the way, real men do eat quiche. Charlene makes a mean quiche.
Ooh.
So the other night we have some friends that are going through some stuff, and she made several quiches for them to help feed the family and all that kind of stuff. And it was like she had to buy, you know, they come the cartons. Now you can get them like a dozen and a half eggs.
Oh, right.
$9-something.
Oh,
$9-something.
That's...
I mean, what does that boil down to? So that's what, 18 eggs, $9-something. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Look at that. Can you... I
think the chickens went on strike.
That's what I'm wondering. I think I even cracked that joke. That's a pun, too. Cracked that joke. I cracked that yolk to her. Did the chickens go on strike?
I mean, come on. Wow.
It's just unreal.
But, I mean, everything that I've seen. And although gas I just told prices, my wife not to tell me what the bill is anymore for the groceries.
Yeah, please.
I just don't want to know.
Yeah, just
don't tell me, please.
No more pain, please. Although, you know, we also just got through with our daughter's wedding. And I'm told that things this just, you know, and I don't regret a bit of it, not a second, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
But I am told that wedding was far more expensive this year because of the Bidenflation that we're seeing.
Wow.
You know, when you have the big event, you know, with the flowers are more expensive.
Flowers.
Do flowers grow different than they used to?
You actually have to plant them with a dollar bill now.
you fertilize them with loose change. I don't know, man. But then you look at it and think, what in God's name? How did eggs get more expensive? Did the chickens hold out for bigger pay? Is that what happened? They went on strike?
I'm sure. I guess they want their individual spaces now instead of being clumped up with each other. You know that. So
you know what? I've got a friend who's a poultry farmer. I need to call him and find out.
Yes.
And say, look, what are you doing to me, man?
What's going on?
I can't even make quiches for friends without pain. But yeah,
yes.
that's where we are right now. So Bidenflation has been a thing. We got to a record 40-year high of 9.1%. We'd never seen that before. Now I will say this: I'll call things, you know, when I see them, balls and strikes here, and we are seeing prices lowering at the pump. I am so thankful. I mean, I've had to spend some time on the road here lately, you know, heading to different cities around the state and you know, filling up the tank is a little less painful than it used to be. a little less painful. It's like, you know, the water is not at a rolling boil. It's just at a moderate boil. You know what I'm saying? It's not as hot
right.
as it was. But, yeah, I think right now I'm seeing gas. I don't know what you've seen, Booms, but something like $2.75 a gallon, thereabouts.
Yeah, right in that area. I saw $2.71 the other day.
Okay.
So when I see that, I'm like, let me get in that gas station.
It's like the hot light at Krispy Kreme, man.
Absolutely.
$2.70.
That the truck guzzles.
Well, you are more of a man for driving that big truck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just so we all know that. Oh God. Oh, by the way, speaking of manly, this is a total aside. The cost of bacon.
Oh.
But earlier, I discovered maple bacon donuts. Somebody brought some to our office, and I opened the box, and sitting right there in the front was maple bacon donut.
Maple bacon donut. Did it have bacon, like, on top of it?
They might as well just call that the testosterone donut. That is my testosterone levels have surged since I ate the maple bacon donut.
Maple bacon donuts.
Although I am certain it was more expensive because it had bacon on it.
I'm sure it was.
Which is at 17% over what it was last year.
Oh my goodness.
Why?
Bacon.
First of all, I don't think the pigs asked for it because pretty much they had to sacrifice all to give us the bacon. But you know what I'm saying? What in God's name changed? Anyway. We'll break it down, folks, here in a minute. Going to number two in the triple dipper, Bidenflation. And, of course, now every real man out there wants to drive a truck like Boomer and eat maple bacon donuts like me. That's where we are. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. With a show that covers the entire northern half of the state. I'm talking about way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden. Parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. On the text line, I see here that David from Lincoln says regarding eggs, it's because of the avian flu, which has been killing thousands of chickens. I did not know that. I need to check that out. He also says higher cost for fertilizer and other supplies. So there's something. And then John from Huntsville wants to know if I ever tried a jelly and mayonnaise sandwich. No, I have not, sir. And I don't think I will, just so you know. And then Brian from Huntsville says, you had to mention quiche. I made a recipe for andouille sausage crawfish quiche. Now putting you two on earphone and heading to the grocery. Hey, I got somebody holding on the line. I'm sitting here just talking about the text line. Let me grab the phone line. Held on during the break. Richard from Madison. Richard, how you doing today?
I am great. You and Boomer struck a nerve with me. I was, I've been out of town, actually, down in Georgia, visiting my daughter, son-in-law, and my new granddaughter, who was just born a couple days ago. So
congratulations.
Town. Thank you. That's number four, and I would love like 10 more, but I'll take whatever I can get.
There you go.
But you struck a nerve with me. I got to say, I'm so glad to be back, glad to be listening to you again, because when you started talking about maple bacon donut, it came back to, because when I first heard that and first thought about that, I was like, man, people in the South will put bacon on mud and think it tastes good because it's bacon. But so my wife and I were visiting Louisville, Kentucky, and we found we were told about a bakery, and we went there, and the line was ungodly out the door. But we waited the line because these people told us to go and check it out. And right there in the front, when we finally got up there, was a maple bacon donut.
Yeah.
And I made a comment about it, and the lady says, well, I'll let you try it for free since you'd never been here before. And I'm telling you, and I told Boomer this, I said, I've been into that thing, and I was in maple bacon testosterone heaven.
Yeah.
It was the greatest thing I ever ate in my life. Oh my gosh. And if anybody in your listening audience ever goes to Louisville, Kentucky, or has been to Louisville, Kentucky, and you missed out on waiting in that long line at Nord's,
oh yeah,
you're missing. I'm telling you, it is the place.
Well, my lovely wife, Charlene, is from Louisville, Kentucky, so next time we're back up there, I'm going to Nord's and getting me an absolute testosterone-fueled official food of Right Side Radio maple bacon donut.
Absolutely, brother. You do it to it, man. And make sure you post it online.
All right. Thanks, Richard. Appreciate you. Congratulations on the grandbaby. Oh, that's awesome. Maple bacon donuts. Mm. I'm going to tell you right now, man, maple bacon donut. Three good things. All in one. I think I may have just declared that, at least for now, it is the official food of Right Side Radio. Is that possible?
Maple,
can we do that?
Bacon donuts.
Maple bacon donuts. I mean, it just kind of leaves your taste buds feeling good. You know? Is that possible?
It probably is. I mean, like, maybe we should have a maple bacon donut break during the show.
It's like your taste buds got a massage. It just leaves you feeling like something just went right. Just making you feel all
whoever made that
copacetic. Like I can
with it.
I can look at Bidenflation and and eat a maple bacon donut and feel like everything's all right. That's just the way I feel. All right. Let's talk about Bidenflation, though. So, that's the number two on the triple dipper here. Bidenflation, where are we at? What is going on? Well, I will tell you this. I'm going to call it like I see it. Some things are starting to go a little better, a little righter, if you will, sort of. The water is not at a raging boil. It's just at a slow boil right now on inflation. We did not inflation did not stay as high. That's the way to look at it. But that's good. Like I said, call it like you see it. I'd love for inflation to be like back to where it has been at, 2% or less, which it was under the Trump economy. But here in the Biden economy with all the major spending where they're throwing money into the economy and we're still recovering from the pandemic shutdowns, which we actually are. We're still recovering from that in some ways. We'll take less inflation right now. Epoch Times has an article that came out yesterday. Biden touts his lower-than-expected inflation numbers, says it proves his policies are working. Okay. I don't know that he can claim credit because nothing he has done that I can see is happening. It's the Fed raising rates, and it's the easing of the market, and it's the restoration of the supply chain, none of which, to me, have a great deal of Biden's handwriting on them. President Joe Biden says the U.S. inflation rates are falling and that prices would return to normal at the end of next year. End of next year. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Inflation has been skyrocketing since mid-2021, which experts attribute to trillions of dollars in government stimulus spending, a supply chain crisis, and an imbalance in demand caused by COVID-19 lockdowns and Moscow's invasion of Ukraine and higher energy prices. It was the perfect storm. But, okay, higher energy prices, Biden's fault. Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, arguably, some believe, may not have happened had Trump been president. COVID-19 lockdowns, Biden's fault and liberal governors' faults and too often some soft Republicans' faults. All right. Supply chain crisis, Biden's fault. Government stimulus spending, very often Congress and Biden's fault. So I look at this and go, wow, he's claiming his policies are bringing it back down. Which ones? Anyway, U.S. consumer prices rose less than expected in November for the second time in a row with the smallest annual increase in inflation in nearly a year. Yay, I like that. The latest news on inflation provides some reason for optimism for the holiday season, I would argue for the year ahead, said Biden. Consumer prices rose 7.1% in November. All right. That's down from 7.7% in October, down from 9% prior to that. It appears to have, by the way, caught the Federal Reserve's attention because they did raise the rates again, but they only went up half a percentage point as opposed to a full three quarters or 1 point like they've done in the past. So the rates are going up. I mean, keep an eye on your credit card. If you're trying to buy a house right now or refinance a house, it's not going to be where it was. This is not. Well, the Heritage Foundation came out with a piece dated November 10th of this year. Very interesting. Heritage experts, October inflation numbers show working families have effectively lost $7,400 thanks to Bidenflation. So there's a direct impact. The cost of main staples, fuel, and energy has basically ransacked people's pockets. By the way, I could not help but notice that Paul from Athens has texted in and says, I put bacon on my bacon. Well, then, Paul, you're paying 19% more for that double bacon than you did last year. That's it. Heritage releases their report saying, this came out in November, by the way, so we're just about a month after it came out. Prices rose 7.7% over the last year. Core prices, which exclude food and energy, climbed 0.3 in the same month. Since October of last year, here you go, you ready? The prices of many consumer staples have risen sharply, including lunch meats by 19%. There's your bacon. Although I personally think bacon deserves its own food group. So, anyway, they're lumping it into lunch meats. Lunch meats up 19%. Eggs, brother, here's your eggs. You ready?
Yep.
Brace yourself. Up 43%.
Whoa.
43%. Flour is up 23%. 24%. Milk is up 15%. Other necessities have seen large increases over the last year, like health insurance has gone up 20%. Natural gas is up 20%. Gasoline went up 17%. A research fellow in regional economics with Heritage Foundation said the continued inflation plaguing Americans is the direct result of the Federal Reserve printing money to finance runaway spending by Joe Biden and a Congress that has willingly enabled him. Prices have risen so much faster than wages under Biden that the average family has lost $6,100 in real annual income. Higher interest rates have increased borrowing, costing the typical family another $1,300. This has effectively cost families $7,400 in income under Biden. Wow. Wow. The mortgage payment. All right, Boomer, you and your wife both have a background in real estate. Mm-hmm. All right. The mortgage payment on a median-priced home has increased 91%. Wow.
There's somewhere that I read that a lot of people that bought in the 2021, you know, when it was super high, that they've already lost money on their houses. There's somewhere where I was reading that.
I don't want to hear that. We built ours in 2020. I don't want to hear that.
I know. I mean, we just bought, so I'm like, oh, no, this is... It's just crazy.
Yeah, but you're not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere. All right. No, I'm not going anywhere.
But the average of 91% increase in median-priced homes means upwards of $910 a month. That's $10,900 more a year for the average family paying on a 30-year mortgage over what they would have a couple of years ago. Wowzers.
Wow.
Wowzers. Meanwhile, despite what I just read to you, Breitbart reports that in a fact check, Biden falsely claims that wages are rising faster than inflation. He is. He is claiming that. Now, I'll go back to my first point. Those of you out there who listen to the show that are of the more liberal persuasion, the center left, you heard me say it. I acknowledge inflation is not running as rampantly high as it was last month. It's 2 months of moderate decline. All right? And my analogy was, the water is boiling a little less hard, all right? It's not a rolling boil. It's just a moderate boil. In fact, I'm looking at right now on a text, John from Brownsboro just texted in literally like seconds ago. It caught my eye. It says, a pack of cigarettes that cost less than $5 2 years ago is now around $7.50. If that wasn't impetus to quit smoking, I don't know what is. So Breitbart reports as of yesterday, the claim wages have been rising faster than consumer prices for several months, President Biden said. All this means, here's his quote, Biden said this at the White House, all this means that for the last several months, wages have gone up more than prices have gone up. Wages have gone up more than prices have gone up. He said it twice. I guess his teleprompter got stuck and he read it twice. Verdict false. The average hourly wages and average weekly wages in November rose in November by more than the rate of inflation. But this was the first time they've done so since August. In September and October, they rose at almost the same pace. What they're saying is it's actually, when you compare, they are down from where they were a year ago, still looking at a deficit by comparison. So is he claiming this month? Yeah. How does that look in the big picture? Not as good. Not as good when you put it in context. All right, listen. We're going to cover this some more when we get back from the break. Let's take the break right now, Booms. And I'm looking at JT from Lacey Springs. Says his inflatables, Pringles have gone up 65%. Propane, 30%. Sugar, 100%. Milk, 30%. That Pringles thing disturbs me. Eggs. Bacon. Wow. All the things it takes to make a maple bacon donut. The official food of Right Side Radio. All right, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. All right. Hey, listen, John from Huntsville, Texas, and saying, I want some of that Right Side bacon. All right. So a story here on CNN. Phil, you went to CNN? Yes. Yes, I did. I went to CNN. Headline, they say this is good economic news. It might not feel like it. There you go. December 14th, so it's just yesterday. It's accurate to say inflation is not, you know, as heavy as it was. The article starts off. It basically says that the cost of things has slowed somewhat. Prices rose 7.1% annually in November, down from 7.7%. This means inflation has been slowing, though, for five straight months, which is down from the peak of 9.1% in June. That's wonderful. However, the Federal Reserve was not convinced enough, it points out, not convinced enough not to raise the rates again. And here's the interesting piece. There is talk by the Fed. Jerome Powell, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, made clear Wednesday that more interest rates are on the way in 2023. We still have a ways to go, he said. He predicted there would be no rate cuts in 2023, meaning the rates that we're seeing right now are going to be with us for a while longer, and they might even go higher. All right. After raising rates to the highest level in 15 years, the Fed said Wednesday it forecasts U.S. gross domestic product to grow just half a percentage point in 2023. It may not be a recession, they're saying. It's arguable. Depends on who you are, I guess. But nonetheless, they say it won't be fun. The semantics of whether or not America's in a technical recession or not may not matter, especially to those who lose their jobs or companies or whose profits are squeezed. And I get it. I mean, as a business owner myself, I can just tell you, it's a tougher time than usual right now. Businesses are struggling. In fact, here's an article from the Daily Caller. Daily Caller, dated yesterday. Businesses still struggling under Biden's economy as pandemic loans are coming due. So here's the other piece. We're about to see some of the influx in cash and the relief provided for the pandemic, which got, by the way, got a little bit carried away, you think? Well, some of that's starting to come due now. And so millions of businesses, it says, are worried about their finances after pandemic loan repayments began in October. So a lot of people took the opportunity for deferments, all right? They literally were allowed the opportunity to defer on payments for a period of time, or they took out SBA loans thinking that that was a deferred payment loan, not realizing the interest was accruing from the moment they signed on. So they took the loans out in order to accommodate their loss of income in order to keep things afloat. I get it. That's what lines of credit and things like that are for. I know it. However, they've now gotten caught in the trap, the cycle, where they deferred their payments or they didn't realize the interest was accruing, and guess what? The piper has to get paid at some point. 4 million businesses that received a total of $390 billion in COVID-19 disaster loans have started paying them back. However, inflation, supply chain issues, and a tight labor market have left some of them more financially vulnerable than previously expected, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Small Business Administration, the SBA, first allowed borrowers to defer their payments by 12 months, then opted to extend the period twice to 30 months, ultimately deciding against allowing the maximum deferral of 4 years. Tony Wright, one business owner, talked about how he borrowed $150,000 from the SBA. He said it helped to survive the layoffs. He said, but the payback is coming at a time when it's just tough right now. And I'm putting words in his mouth, but he said it's tough right now. He says we're seeing a steeper decline in business than we were during the pandemic. And so how about that? So during the pandemic, COVID relief dollars were flooding the economy. People were still buying stuff. In fact, look at the revenues that Alabama got, not just on the COVID relief that came from the federal government in big tranches, but I'm talking about actual sales tax revenue. Because people were, you know, spending the excess cash they had. Some were being paid to sit at home. And all that to say, the economy wound up being not as hard on some who were allowed to continue operating. Now, you had those who were shut down, couldn't have a restaurant open or something like that. And we had a lot of people that lost their business altogether. But those that were able to stay open for one reason or another actually had a better year. Rates were low. Real estate was still going. Building was still ongoing. People were financing their houses, refinancing their houses. It's all tougher in 9% to 7% inflation. And those loans were awarded at rates of 3.75% from the SBA. Well, guess what? They've become due now. And people are looking around going, holy cow, now I got to figure out how to pay the bill while the economy is still bleeding me dry. It's a tough job, man. It's a tough thing, and I get it. I guess the last one that I'll cover on this story. Well, no, you know what? I've got a story here that I'm going to have to get into probably after the break. We'll wrap it up on this. It's called 13 Things That Are About to Get More Expensive. Yeah. It's interesting. But I will say this. U.S. cost of living does continue to rise. Story here from The Guardian, December 13th. U.S. cost of living is going up, although inflation appears to be slowing. So there's the mixed news, right? So when we get back from this break, I'm going to jump into this article here and wrap up this segment on Reader's Digest of all. I think it's the first time I've ever used Reader's Digest in my resources. Am I right?
I think so. I mean, I haven't seen it come through.
I used to love Reader's Digest. I used to wait for it to come in the mail every week. Every month, I'm sorry. But anyway, Reader's Digest has a piece, 13 things that are about to get more expensive. We come back, I'll wrap up this section of the Triple Dipper and tell you what they are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all the issues. Hour number three of being solid, conservative, and just plain right today. All right. Hey, listen, we're still in Bidenflation. What you got, Booms?
I got a couple text messages, but one I wanted to read. One from Brian from Huntsville. He says, "I know exactly what people are spending on during the lockdowns. Do you know?"
I can guess what.
Black market toilet paper.
You know what? I bet too. I would bet that there were any number of people who literally heisted toilet paper from their offices to take home. What do you bet?
Oh, absolutely.
Those little commercial rolls that are wrapped in that kind of cellophane-y paper with, you know, and then they're showing up at the house.
Yes. Well, we were a part of a gym up in Nashville that was kind of still open a little bit at the time, or reopened, you know, a little earlier
kinda
than some.
Still open?
Well, they were open until they actually shut everything down.
Gotcha.
And then my wife was telling me all the stalls in that that gym were completely out of toilet paper because people were taking them home.
Oh, my gosh. Could you not spare a square? Yeah. That was that great scene from Seinfeld. Just a square?
Could you spare
a square? Okay. All right. I said before we get to the break that, you know, we're talking about Bidenflation. I've got an article I'm about to get into here. I will say this. TheGuardian.com is saying that the Fed is hiking interest rates right now at a faster pace that we've seen since the 1980s, trying to slow the economy down. The latest dip in the rate of inflation was also helped by falling gas prices. So yes, I agree some things are happening. It's frustrating to watch interest rates go up. You know, as an attorney, a part of our practice at the firm, all of us attorneys, we do real estate closings, and we actually, you know, do a lot of real estate work. And it's been amazing to watch that have to slow down. So yeah, that these rate hikes, they impact my business as an attorney, my clients' business as consumers, and they're trying to slow the rate of inflation. Some say, let's not be so belligerently moving forward on raising rates that we push us into a recession, because that's a fear too. The Fed can go too far if it's not careful. All right. But I got an article here that I'm going to cap this off with. Bidenflation. ReadersDigest.com. By the way, I used to love Reader's Digest. I mean, you could start at the beginning and just go through the entire thing. And it was just, you know, and I always went straight to the jokes and stuff like that, too, as a kid. Many a day spent with the Reader's Digest. All right. ReadersDigest.com. 13 things that are about to get more expensive. You ready for this? I'm going to run through some of these with you. First of all, they point out, if it feels like the pandemic is still pinching your wallet, you're not imagining things. In August, the Consumer Price Index, which measures the cost of a, quote, basket of goods for the average urban consumer, showed prices rising an average of 5.3% compared to a year ago. Yeah. Number one on the list, computers and electronics. We know that for a fact. We had to outfit the studio this year. and then had to order some pieces. But yeah, computers and electronics is one of the biggest things that has been hit by the various factors of Bidenflation, whether it be the supply chain, whether it be the pandemic shutdowns, whether it be the cost of goods overall. It says the world currently has a very limited supply of microchips. When COVID-19 first appeared, the factories that manufacture microchips shut down while orders still piled up. Those factories are now still struggling to meet demand. They also point out it doesn't help that a Japanese microchip plant was damaged by fire and a factory in Texas had to temporarily close during last February's brutal storms. In Taiwan, where 63% of the world's chips are made, severe drought threatened chip making because it requires a large amount of water. Some large TVs are now costing about 30% more than they did a year ago because of microchips. There's that. All right, so computers and electronics, number one on the list of 13. Number two, automobiles. Yeah, automobiles also depend on microchips, they point out. Automobiles are 7.6% more than they were this time last year. The price of previously owned vehicles, you would think, okay, I'm just going to buy a used car. That's even worse. And I'm not sure why, but it says the price of previously owned vehicles has surged by 31.9%. 31.9. So here's the deal. If you've got two or three other vehicles at the house, you don't really need them, you could make some bank right now by selling some used vehicles. But if you're looking to have your daily driver, like you need a car right now, 31.9% higher than last year. The good news is gas prices or car prices are starting to rise by smaller amounts. It's going up less. Okay. Inventories might start being replenished later this year. But then you look at rental cars. Boomer, have you had to rent a car lately?
No, I have not.
Bidenflation. Rental cars. 73% higher than this past July than it was a year ago.
Whoa.
73%. Here's the reason why.
Yeah, I would like to know.
At the start of the pandemic, when no one was going out, rental car companies were selling off their fleet inventory to try and create revenue. All right? And they point out here, in normal times, that's where rental cars go when they retire. All right? So then they sold off their fleet to make revenue without having to borrow money and then came back into the more revitalized economy. Now they can't get cars because cars are harder to get. And, oh, by the way, when they do get the cars, it costs more.
Oh, man.
So the average cost to rent a car is 73% higher right now than it was this time last year.
Ooh.
Holy smokes.
That's deep.
Of course, gas we know about, 42% higher than it was this time last year. Clothing. I did not see this coming. Clothing. It points out that there are still trade policies that were Trump's that are now also Biden's still in place that deal with rising cotton prices. I would also point out that fertilizer and the regulatory burdens put on farmers during the Biden administration have also increased farming costs, cotton. And then it points out that for a while there was not any demand for what you would call going out clothes, you know, or work clothes, like business casual, business professional. And all of a sudden, there's a pent-up demand for that as people are going back to work or going out to dinner. So,
well, it was that because, you know, I know somebody that has a screen printing embroidery shop that, you know, has a lot of shirts. And
I know
all
that guy.
Yeah, you know, he's a guy. But, man, I will say the price of the goods to manufacture some of those things shot up dramatically.
No kidding.
Yeah, and a lot of people were asking, why are your prices going up? Or like, it's not necessarily ours. It is the actual goods, the actual shirts, the actual, you know, things that we were purchasing.
Even the thread for embroidery would probably went
absolutely.
Up.
All of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Toys are going up right before Christmas. The global shipping crisis, they say, is to blame on that one. By the way, what I'm also hearing, too, is I don't know where they went. There's a shortage, apparently, of shipping containers. Where the heck did they go? What, did we just lose some? Did somebody lose a rack of shipping containers and we're not aware of it? But it's created bidding wars for shipping, So, yeah, that's a problem. Here's one I didn't expect to see. This one caught me off guard. Christmas trees.
Christmas trees.
I'm not sure if I can explain this. But according to the American Christmas Tree Association, because there's apparently an American Christmas Tree Association. Is there an American Maple Bacon Donut Association?
There may be.
We need to start one.
Yes.
Nice. All right, so the American Christmas Tree Association says trees will be in short supply this year. Climate events like fires and drought in the Pacific Northwest have affected their tree crops. Shipping crunches have also caused it to go up upwards of 25% more for a live Christmas tree this year. 25%. There's a Grinch. All right. Housing, we've talked about it, 18.1% higher. Groceries, we all know it. We see it. But here's a few things to think about. The average price right now for bacon, they've got bacon in here, is now over $7 a pound. $7 a pound. More than a 25% increase over what it was this time a year ago. All right, I think it's more than that. Steak and eggs, also the same. They're touching all my high points here. They're hitting me where I live right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Foods away from home, though. That's food at home. How about foods away from home? I've heard it said it's cheaper to go out to eat sometimes than it is to go to the grocery store and buy the ingredients and make it yourself. They're saying not so. It is now 4.7% higher than it was last year to go out to eat. 4.7 still beats paying 25% more for bacon at home. I don't know. Anyway, there's that. Medical supplies also going up. What else? Wrap this thing up. Video games. There's your computer chips again. Books. What the heck? Books. And oh, by the way, planning for your future is getting harder. I'm not sure how to acknowledge some of those.
So basically everything.
Yeah. All God's children paying more stuff. You got more bank for less stuff. If you want to buy a new TV or a Christmas tree, it's going to be more expensive. Just plan on it. Bidenflation sucks. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break right now. We'll come right back. It's time to change gears. We're going to number three on the Triple Dipper. I'm getting all three of them in today, Boomer. All three of them.
Woo!
It must be that maple bacon donut that I had earlier, buddy.
Yeah, it like, you know, it
I'm jazzed.
Jazzed you up.
Yes. I'm ready to roll. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.